Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, I'm here for free donuts. I got the vaccine. I heard you were running a deal. That's right, sir. If you get the vaccine, free donuts on us. Yeah, trading the Corona for cardiac arrest. Krispy Kreme is offering free donuts for anyone who gets the vaccine. Yes! All right, cool. Yeah, I'll take, you got chocolate, sprinkles, whatever you got. We're running another deal, actually. It's called the Type 2 Deal. 2 dozen donuts, guaranteed type 2 diabetes. Oh, that sounds awesome, right? Trade in vaccine shots for insulin shots, am I right? Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Lastly, if your whole family's been vaccinated, you can come over and we'll just run your body through the glazed conveyor belt for free. You know, just soak you in it. I love that about you guys. Yeah, we'll do that, okay? I'll get the donuts for now and then I'll be back. Okay. Sweet. We're just trying to do our part and ensure that the people are healthy as can be. Yeah, are you sure? You know what? That makes sense to me. I buy it. yeah, give me those things. They're like drugs. I love them.
Woo! I'm halfway to some diabetes. Dude, Krispy Kreme. I've had one dose. Feeling good. You know, whatever. You know, if you get it, you don't. Whatever. I'm not here to comment on that. I'm just saying. Krispy Kreme, they're out here doing the Lord's work. Krispy Kreme is making sure we're healthy. And that's what people forget. I got to remind people that, you know, my wife, Katie, she's all like, you got to eat your vegetables. You got to do this. I'm like, well, is Trader Joe's are they handing out free cucumbers for vaccines? No. I got to support people who are supporting us, who are making the world a better place. So give me that vaccine and I'm heading straight to Free Saturated Fat City and I'm loading up on it. Krispy Kreme. I'm in the studio today. We're back. I'm looking fresh today. I got my no brim hat on. No cap, no brim. Let's fly, man. People, I bought this thing. If you saw my stories, it's the stories about this thing. Kind of like, oh, it might be funny, but whew, I'm starting to rock it, man. And I think I'm creating a movement. So you're welcome, no brim people. This thing is changing the game. I think we might collaborate and make other interesting items, you know, like, shirts that have only sleeves but no like torso cover. You know, we got the no brim hat, we got the no torso shirt. It'd be crazy. It'll look like I work for Cirque du Soleil or something. Just walking around, man, killing it. It's great. Oh, I'm looking good. Oh, is it so? The type of people who will actually love to wear these hats, who are they? Oh, they don't. There's no way they're. They like walk dogs for a living in their Yeezys and look down on people who get free Krispy Kreme. That's probably what they do. They don't get it. Is there anything better than Krispy Kreme? I can't. Okay, we got to move on from that. Welcome back to Correct Opinions. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Give us your 5-star reviews, share it with your friends, and I hope you're having a great week. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
We are back in the studio. Woo! Oh boy! If you haven't heard, y'all might be the first to hear. Big announcement today. Are You Free Tour's back? Yep. Formal announcement is coming on all my socials in a few hours if you're listening to this first thing Wednesday, but it is back on the calendar. Can you believe it? The vibes are so astronomically up. And I can't wait. So those tickets drop Friday. Don't, 12 p.m. Eastern. So set your reminders. Make sure you don't miss it because feel good about it. So I'm excited. Thank you to everyone. There's so many people who have had tickets for like a year. So thank you. Appreciate your patience. Those will, of course, work for the new dates. If you can't make it, we'll refund you all the good stuff. So that is the great news. Other great news is the weather's great. Everyone's having a good time. Hope everyone had a nice Easter. I went back home to good old Oklahoma. I went for the first time. I was in a community where they were like, masks are no longer needed. Just kind of do your thing. And it's interesting to see who the sheep were and who weren't. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't mean that. Some people were wearing them. Some weren't. I don't care. A lot of people, so many people I know are vaccinated at this point. So I guess we're chilling. And it was a great Easter. I haven't been to church in like, I've barely been in like a year. So that was interesting. I went to eat. I've been to church like once. It was Easter. So yeah, now I'm normal. Now I'm like most of us. So see you at Christmas. I won't be back. I'm kidding. I'm gonna go. But the church has been closed. You guys know that. March Madness, it wrapped up. Oh, I'm gonna miss it. You gotta love all the great fans. I was reminded of a video. The good old Arkansas Razorbacks made a little run. Good folks of Arkansas, love the Ozarks, love the people. Some of them. They've been going to Krispy Kreme for a while before they were running all these promos. Good people. And I remind me of this video, this Razorbacks fan, this viral video. Y'all ever seen this? So you guys got to look at this gal. She's got her nose taped up like this. And she's talking to the...
Oh. Kevin, Tyler, Kaylon, and Cody.
Got some reverb.
For your full recovery. And we love you. We're not that worried about that game last night because it's always tomorrow.
Woo pick Suey.
There's nowhere in the world
a singing pig, dude.
Then yelling, "Woo-pig-suey!"
Is this the actual song? Or did she make it up? She made it up. I was like, do you just go to Arkansas game? It's just like a choir of people. Woo-pig-suey!
Thing in the world that I would rather see than to beat Alabama 100-3.
Okay, that is never going to happen. Beat Alabama 100-3. They're going to beat you 100 times out of 103. That reminds me. So this woman, she's singing too much. That's not what a true hogs do. This is what a true hog does. This is a woman right here. Have y'all seen this video? Look.
Chris Carr.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. Wait till they pan out. Yes, dude. The arms. Those. You need this woman calling the pig. She cooks you the pig. And you know it's. If you go to someone's house, if you go to your friend's house, my mom's a great cook and she weighs 115. I'm not even stepping into the transom of the home. If a woman has, you guys know what arms I'm talking about? Those triceps that hang low, like sweet chariots. You know she gets it bussing in the kitchen, dude. Oh, yes. That's the best. I mean, could you imagine? You know that's when the food's good. You go to a restaurant and the people, you go to like just one of those dive bars. Like they're the best barbecue around. And if it's a bunch of fitness models in there, get me out of here, man. They better have those. We call those chef's tries, man. Those tri chefs. Man, I got to meet what's her name? That's her name's definitely starts with a D. Donna Diane. Okay, we got to keep going. Yeah. Yes! Dude, get me signed up for this competition. I would do work in this competition. I'd help Donna get these pigs. Let's roast the whole hog, man. Give me some of the pulled pork, Donna. Dude, that's harder than it looks. That is a talent. That is needs more respect. I want this woman to, if we ever come to a show in Conway, Arkansas, she's the opener. Someone get me her info. Donna's going to come out. She's going to do 3 minutes of that. All right, now opening up, we have our next entertainer, Donna. She'll step out. She's got to have a short sleeve shirt on, so you know she's legit. And she's going to, and the concession stand is her home cooking. You ever be asleep by intermission, dude? It'll slap too much. Sheesh! Calling the hogs. That's what they need. How has Arkansas not hired her, dude? They win the national championship if she's just. Picture it, Arkansas. The end of the game. They're down 10. They need to run. Donna! She just steps in for a few rows. And you know, the crowd's going, ooh, pig, sorry. That doesn't get anyone fired up. You get Donna in the mix. Yeah, piggy, piggy, piggy. Get the boys. Time to eat at the trough. Oh, man. That's one of my all-time favorite videos. I watch it probably once a week. All-time favorites right there. Oh, dude. That just reminded me. You know, I had a sweet honey-baked ham for Easter. Not Donna's, though, but it was still fine. It was good. I got my shorts on in the studio today, showing them thighs. I got my no-brim hat. See them thighs, man. It's weird to be, I've been getting at this age, though. I spent the weekend outside. It was very nice out. I get sunburn. You get married now. She's like, you got to protect your skin. Wear your moisturizers and your sunscreens. I'm going to physical therapy. It's a whole thing. I got a landscaping done. I told you this. I was out front this morning in a robe and a coffee watering my lawn. I was just like, man, I never thought. And I'm having a blast with it. I'm like, I can't wait to see how this blossoms in the coming weeks. That's just how we roll. That's just what happens in your life. But, okay, we have another audience submission. You guys DM me at the Correct Opinions Instagram or email us, correctopinions@trekinger.com. This is a fan submission. She said, listen, Trey, I need you to check this out. And I checked it out, and now we all need to check it out. This girl, she's just kind of a singer. She's a songwriter. It looks like she put out a little something that I think we should all check out. So here you go.
So here's what I got.
Here's what she got, this lady.
I'm sure I'm going to catch a lot of criticism for it, but...
Okay. So she tells us she's written a song. Here it comes. She's going to catch some criticism for it. So what's she going to sing? I don't know. Is she going to sing about... You know, should Krispy Kreme not be doing this? Or what if Donna offered a free pork for the vaccine? We wouldn't have any of these problems. What if she called you to get the vaccine? Come get your vaccine. Come get your vaccine. Two dose. Moderna. All right, I'm done. I'm not going to do that anymore. Here we go.
It sucks to be pretty, but it's a blessing, I'm told. It sucks to be pretty, such a curse to behold. It sucks to be pretty.
Okay.
Wanna be seen in my soul. It sucks to be pretty. It's such a curse to behold.
She's ghostwriting for the Kardashians so or something. But that's all you have so far?
I'm ready to write the rest of the song. So if anybody has any input, like, I'm ready to wear a paper bag on my head for the rest of my life because I'm tired of not being taken seriously because of my face. I didn't give myself this face. God gave me this face. My parents gave me this face. I'm really kind of actually at near 40 sick of this face because all I hear is how beautiful I am. And I appreciate that. I really do. However, I kind of feel like it would just be easier to not be beautiful. I've really had a hard time in life because of my pretty face. And I'm
kind of
just over it. I'm almost 40, and I just want to be me, and I feel like it stops right here. I'm not taken seriously. Nobody sees my heart, my passion. Not nobody, because I do have people that see my heart, my passion, but the general population, they just see this, and I don't want to be seen for this.
Sorry, okay. A lot to unpack here. I think if you, first things first, in order to be, that was in her audio, I don't know, in order to, she needs more confidence. I think that's the first things first. You know, if you want to be an entertainer, you want to write songs, you put it out in the world, she needs to be more confident. I don't think she has it. Oh, man. And, you know, I didn't want to show the video, right? Because I didn't want you guys to be distracted from the get-go. I mean, can't we all relate, people? It's like, everywhere you turn, the most powerful, the most popular, the most important people are hideous. It's just these ugly people. You ever drive by a homeless person? They're gorgeous. It's hard out there. Dude. Oh, every day I wake up and I thank God my hair is thinning. Because I'm like, I can't, what am I supposed to be, 40 with a beautiful golden locks of hair? I'll be on welfare. It's crazy, man. This girl, she's got a hit on her hands. We need Kylie Jenner to sing it. It sucks to be pretty. Everyone wants to look at my face. It sucks to be pretty. Nobody giving me space. It sucks to be beautiful. Everyone wants to give me jobs, but no one sees my passions. No one sees my heart. Everyone wants to date me and love me. Dude. Oh, man. Do you ever meet someone with confidence like that? And you're like, how does this? I mean, I don't know what her deal is. I mean, she does have, it's a simple solution if she's really about it. Because you can't really wake up and be like, I want to be way prettier. You know, that doesn't really work. There's no really solution to that. People try, you know, you look at, I don't know, what's her name? Joan Hart or something. Is that her name? I don't know. Yeah, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Or, like, you turn on any one of those reality shows on Netflix of, like, rich women in their 70s, and they look like they're just in a wind tunnel, right? They look like they're being born, but they're also looks like they're dying at the same time. It's kind of a crazy... It's like you look older and younger at the same time. Like, it's nice to meet you. And... Or, you know, there's a number of solutions she can make herself uglier if that would, if she's really about it. She could, I don't know. She could do what I do, just not even, you know, just don't wear sunscreen. Oh, wow, you get sunburn and now I have bags under my eyes. I don't know. She could generally just not, I mean, her eyebrows were on fleek. So clearly she's attempting, just let the eyebrows grow out a little bit. She had a cute little nose ring. Get rid of that. Okay. So yeah, for all my pretty people out there, let's bond together. We need a support group. It's here on Correct Opinions. All you guys listening, I'm sure you're probably all above average looking, and it's hard. You come here for a daily dose of hopefully laughs and upliftment, because it's another day of my husband told me I'm beautiful. This person wants to date me. I can tell I'm in a better position at my work because I'm attractive, and it's like. I'm almost 40. It's been 40 years of people telling me I'm pretty, and I'm sick of it. So for all my people out there, we get it. I mean, ever since I put this no brim hat on, I can't hardly leave my house, man. I stepped outside to get a delivery from the Amazon worker. He tried to give me a kiss in a pandemic. He's like, whoa, I'm sorry. I just so beautiful. I'm like, yeah, I get it. And you probably have no interest in my dreams or passions, do you? He's like, give me some sugar, man. I'm like, get off my porch.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
It sucks to be pretty. Okay, but, you know, speaking of being, you know, life being tough because we're all gorgeous, all my recties out there are beautiful, and I'm sorry. You know, my single people out there, it's probably tough. You're beautiful. You get so much attention, but everyone's like, I like you for your face. And you're like, what happened? I don't want to live in reality where that's a thing. I want you to like me for my dreams. You just got to find ways to, maybe need new tips or tricks to pick somebody up. I think we found the guy. I don't know if you've seen, there's like a trend of stuff online where people, they like teach you how to pick up people or like pick up girls or something. It's very disrespectful. It's hilarious. And it's also insane because, you know, if Channing Tatum walks up to a girl and goes, yo, girl, you give me your number, she'll be like, oh. But if, you know, some guy who looks kind of like a gremlin does that, they're like, this guy is, he's terrorizing me and he's canceled. But beyond that, I think these tips could help. So let's see what this guy has to say for us.
The easiest line you could say right now to create attraction with a female. I think a lot of guys are afraid to show the girl that they're interested in them, that they're attracted to them. And because of that, they end up just having these platonic conversations that lead nowhere. Okay, so I'm going to give you this line and I want you to incorporate this into the interaction wherever you feel is
fit. Give it to us.
The line is simply this. You're cute, but blank. All right, that's simply the line.
You're cute, but whatever you want to say, okay.
You're cute, but blank. And you're going to fill in that last part of the line to whatever you feel is fit to the interaction. So it could be, you're cute, but I don't know about you. You're cute, but you seem like trouble. You're cute, but I don't think I could deal with this Latina sassiness. You're cute, but I feel like you're like low-key a brat.
Okay, interesting. Yo, you're cute, but I low-key wish you were a different race. Okay, that's interesting advice from our homeboy here. I don't know if I can handle you being Latina. Because you see, my grandparents, they were born and raised in the South, and, you know, it's just different back then. Okay, I don't think this is going to work. No, the YouTuber told me, you're cute, but you're not too cute, though? Because I know if you're too cute, that sucks. You're cute, but I still see your dreams. You're cute, but you don't look like your mama can cook. You're cute, but you look like trouble. No, literally, you're in handcuffs right now. You're getting arrested. But I was trying to holler at you before. If maybe I'll just put my phone behind your back. You can try to put your number in my phone.
Or you're cute, but I don't think that we would honestly get along. And the reason I like this is because it instinctually doesn't validate the girl, and it doesn't put a lot of pressure on the girl. When a lot of guys tell a girl, you're beautiful, or I think you're really attractive, they pretty much just wait for the girl's response, and now there's all this pressure on the...
Oh my gosh, we're learning so much! All these... Am I learning something right here live on the air? If you just straight up tell a girl she's pretty, you're putting her in a tough spot! We need to introduce this guy to the too pretty girl. They would hit it off. He'd go up to her and be like, yo, I think you're cute, but also, yo, hideous. She'd be like, thank you. Someone understands me. Every guy comes up to me like, you're pretty, you're pretty. I'm like, what do you want me to say? It's too much pressure. Tell me one girl who's like, show me one girl where a guy would go up and be like, actually genuinely just say, hey, I think you're really pretty. And she'd be like, I got married last year. I was at the altar. I was like, my wife, you look beautiful. She's like, okay, this is a lot of pressure. I didn't actually, you're just being weird. But I'm a lucky one because we're doing the postpone wedding celebration soon. So I get another chance. So I know, thank you. I want to give this guy a shout out. Coach Kyle. I'm not making that up. She walks down the aisle. You know, she's going to look amazing. I'm going to want to say you're pretty, but I should not say that. I go, Katie, you know, she'll be hand in hand with her dad. And I want to make sure he hears this too. And I go, Katie, you look beautiful, but I would have picked a different dress than that. And then she'll be like, okay, thank you. That relieves the pressure. And her dad will laugh and it'll be, because the last thing one wants to feel on her wedding day is pretty, because that's too much pressure. And she's tired of feeling that way. Like, guys, this is what I love about this podcast. Because we learn together. I to be pretty, such a burden to behold. Thank you, Kyle. You're a genius, a-hole. It's tough to be pretty. Katie, my bride, I have something to say. I know how much pressure it is to be pretty. So I want you to know I think you're disgusting. You may kiss your bride. And that will go great. So y'all let me know in the comments some of the stuff I might need to say to Katie. Or if you're, you know, this is a community, right? So share in the comments. Share with the good people on the Instagram or the YouTube channel, Trinkety Studios, what we need to be saying to people. To pick up. Ladies, tell us what you think will work for you. Fellas, hey, I think you're cute, but you got the vaccine? Krispy Kreme? I've been watching this new show with Katie, Virgin River. You know, aka, sounds like a youth group series, but... it's one of those classic, you know, it's funny, you get a wife, I can't watch serial killer stuff anymore. She's like, I don't like this. Or I was like, you don't watch a scary movie? She's like, sure. And 20 minutes in the movie, it starts to get scary and intense. She's like, turn this off. This is stressing me out. I'm like, that's the point. She's like, I don't want to do this. Why'd you agree to it? I don't know. I just turned Virgin River back on. And it's like this girl, she goes to a, have you ever seen this before? She goes to a small town to restart. Oh, I bet she has a lot of trauma. And, oh, in walks a really good-looking guy. I bet he has past stuff, too. And I'm a war veteran. I'm sad. My whole family died. And they're falling in love. But is it that easy? No. It gets complicated. But why do I watch these shows? I don't know. I love them. You ever seen All American? You ever seen One Tree Hill, dude? These shows where they're like... I don't know how they even write these. It goes a little something like this. Hi, I'm Trey. I'm main character. I've moved to this tiny town because everyone in LA kept calling me sexy and it was, I couldn't hang. I had to get somewhere where I was around a bunch of ugly people. Maybe it'd wear off on me, so life would be easier. But wait, there's a girl I like. No, it could never work out, could it? I'm vulnerable to her. I tell her, well, I'm out here because I was backing up my driveway and I ran over my dog. And it's very sad. Well, that happens, right? But no, I was in a hurry to back out because I accidentally burned down the house with my whole family in it. So I had to get out of town. Very sad. It's heartbroken. What's your deal? Oh, my whole family died. Oh, we can relate. Who's this? Your dad? He seems like a good guy. No, he's actually an alcoholic and he's abusive. Oh no, this is my cousin. I just found out she had cancer. Hey, let's go. Oh, this is going well. Let's get married. Wait, we just found out you're pregnant from another guy? Wait, who's that? And the show just does that. And it's awesome. And I watched, and now we're watching all that. So you guys got to check this out. If you know of any of these type of shows, let me know. Basically those and just true crimes, but I don't watch the true crimes anymore. Now I've turned in Ted Bundy for Chelsea Buns, Great British Baking Show. I turned in my Jeffrey Dahmer's, you know, I turned in my eating human flesh to eating beautiful cardamom biscuits. Dahmer was eating a different kind of biscuit, you know, and I turned that in. I'd love to hear more about how he did that, but I'm just hearing how to proof the dough to get your biscuits to rise. I had to turn in my, well, there's like a new Mormon murder mystery on. I had to turn in my Mormon murders for British people murdering their saffron cake. They kill it, man. It's so good. That's just what happens, man. I had to turn in my, see if we can keep going. I had to turn in my, Zodiac killer for Zodiac cake. That's a thing, isn't it? I'm making that up. Zodiac signs. Dude, Zodiac's a horoscope, yes?
Yeah.
We've talked about horoscopes enough. We don't need to dive back into that. Oh, yeah, that's what I've been doing. Watching that. Celebrating the risen Lord and just getting the vibes up. We got a tour coming. Hopefully some merch soon. So let me know what you think of that. And, yeah, dude, I've been watching basketball and stuff. How many commercials is Shaquille O'Neal on, by the way? How many things is one guy allowed to promote? I wouldn't be surprised if he just showed up one day. He's like, I was told to sponsor like your podcast. I'm like, who's getting you all this? Am I paying you for this? I don't know. This guy, I think my favorite thing Shaq did is the general. I don't know what the general is. The general seems like a type of thing. Like if you get the vaccine, you get free insurance. Like their insurance is, hey, the general, I was in an accident. And they just go, good luck. And they hang up. Like, it's just kind of like, maybe it's just kind of, they talk you up like you can do it, but what else do you guys do? The general, attention, best of luck. We ain't got any money. It's like a cartoon. And then Shaq is in shotgun, but he does Kia. So is his Kia insured by the general? Do you think Shaq, who's worth $200 million, is driving a Kia that's insured by the general? And eating and using Icy Hot and eating and taking Bear aspirin. He probably does that. I can't. What else does he do? Bear aspirin, Icy Hot, Kia, the general. He's done some food stuff. Subway. No. Dude, for some of these commercials, it seems like Pepsi. What else?
Pepsi.
Taco Bell. Pepsi, talk about Oreos. Shaquille O'Neal whipping through the Taco Bell drive-thru in his Kia, insured by the general, getting a Pepsi. I swear, sometimes... Vodka? I swear, I mean, he's good, though. Sometimes, some of these commercials, I swear, they're like, hey, we need this... Give us your best athlete who's just the worst on camera. Oh, spam risk. We're going to talk to these people. Yellow. Hello? You got Trey here. These people. No, I'm going to call you back, spam risk. You don't call me and then not. What do they do? What's the point? Could they tell? They, you know what they? I bet they could tell I was pretty. And they couldn't even, they weren't even talking to me. Hey, I just got a call from this number.
Thanks for calling SiriusXM. This call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh, that's something from Alien vs. Predators, dude. Oh! Someone was typing with tentacles on the other end. That can't be good! Oh, okay. We're going to get one of those at one point. But sometimes, have you seen the new, maybe it's just because I was watching the basketball, there's a new Subway commercial with two NBA players, and they're like, my sub is a Philly cheesesteak with melted cheese. And the other dude's like, my sub is a turkey with cheese. And the guy's like, but my, did something fall down?
Yeah.
What, is it an animal? Oh, man. That would have been fun. We're in the basement egress window. My sub can dunk. What'd you say about my sub? And you're like, gosh, does this make me want a sandwich? Yes, it does. That looks good. Correct Opinions, episode 82. Thank you, guys. Share it. Give us reviews. And subscribe to Trachea New Studios. We'll be back every week. Appreciate y'all. More on the Patreon. Join that, too. And do let God bless. Have a great week. Peace.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.